We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Got a great show for you today. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
Hola, I'm doing well.
Are you doing well?
Yeah.
I got good news if you're a diehard New York Giants fan. I've had it confirmed. The New York Giants reached out to Brian Flores. They want to bring him in for an interview. Now, there's been a lot of people out there that have said that Flores is reportedly expecting to get an interview. I can tell you as a fact, the New York Giants picked up the phone and they called Brian Flores.
Good.
I don't know when he's coming in. I imagine after they hired the GM.
Right.
But they wanted Brian Flores to know, we're going to have interest in you. Because if you're Brian Flores, as you start the interview process, you want to know, all right, what are the potential opportunities for me to return to the NFL as head coach? And if the Giants reach out to you, you can at least tell other teams,
right,
I'm not going to make my decision until I interview with all teams that are interested.
Yes.
So if you're a diehard Giant fan, good news.
And the other piece of good news related directly to that is Joe Shane, who's, I guess he's considered the front runner. I don't know.
Seems like maybe.
Joe Shane reached out to Brian Flores, and they had started communicating a couple of days ago to form a relationship.
Meaning that Shane goes somewhere. Obviously, that team is most likely going to need a head coach.
I think we all go nuts about relationships. Oh, this guy's got a history with that guy, and it matters. Obviously, that kind of stuff matters, but you also want to form relationships.
Yeah.
If you're Joe Shane, and you may be the Giants general manager, maybe you're the general manager of another team, wouldn't you want to get to know the hottest coaching candidate out
there. Well, let me take that one step further.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to know the guy that the Giants ownership told you they want to hire to be head coach?
Yeah, that part's not as appealing.
Right?
Because
you know that's had to have come up.
It did. I don't think that's what you want, though, as a Giant fan. What you want is a general manager with a vision. Not a general manager repeating the vision of an ownership group that hasn't exactly done a great job the last half a decade.
But it does seem like some dominoes are starting to get put into place here where, you know, they're closing down the interviews. Well, we may have a GM by tomorrow.
I think that's on the table. I think we will. I mean, we're down to three candidates. The third guy, Adam Peters, who's the assistant GM of the Niners, is interviewing today. And that apparently is going to be it. And then we're going to have a GM. And then we're going to get the coaching interviews and the coaching rumors. And we're all going to have views on why this guy sucks, but this guy's awesome. And this guy's the next great Vince Lombardi. And then we're going to start to get an idea of where this franchise is going.
Yeah, remember, you know, I'm just thinking low-hanging fruit. You know, when the Jets brought in Robert Saleh, we were all excited. Now, we'll see if we're right or not on that. But regardless, we were all pumped up. And I remember myself sitting here saying they shouldn't let him leave the room.
Right.
Because we knew that the Eagles feigned or had some level of interest. And we know for a fact that Robert Saleh left Florham Park, got in his car, got on the turnpike, and drove down to Philadelphia.
Yep.
They were next.
Yep.
And very quickly, he got back in his car, came north on the turnpike, and a deal was done. So, again, if you are one of those people that thinks that Brian Flores is the guy, hire the GM. Flores should be the first candidate you bring in, assuming he's available, and just get it done. Right?
Yeah.
Like, this should not be a long, drawn-out process.
You know what would make me feel good about the whole Flores thing? And I heard this the other day about Brian Flores, which is nice for him, but nice for the Giants. That Brian Flores wants to take his time. That Brian Flores knows, hey, I'm going to have a lot of options here. A lot of teams really like me. And I'm going to be deliberate in my game plan here. And to me, that's great news for the Giants because the Giants, we had been saying, well, they're sort of behind the eight ball because they got to hire the GM first, and it's the interview process of coaches. So if Brian Flores is willing to be patient, that means he's going to sit back, he's going to hear all the different interviews, all the different offers, if he gets offers, and then make a decision.
I think it also means something else in a good way.
What's that?
It also means that, and I'm playing this out as a possibility, boy, I really want that Giant job. So let me just publicly say, I'm going to be patient.
Maybe that's related.
Because I recognize the Giants aren't going to interview me for another couple days.
Yeah.
So rather than close the door on it, I'm going to let it all play out.
Look,
I like it.
Forget about cap room. Forget about who the quarterback is or who's on this roster. This is very, very basic for me. You know I'm a diehard sports fan. You're a sports fan. I don't know about diehard, but you're a sports fan. If you had a chance to coach the New York Knicks, would you want that job?
Yes.
Okay.
You're damn right. I want to do play-by-play for the Knicks.
Brian Flores grew up in New York. That's a fact. He's from Brooklyn. That's a fact. I have read, I don't know if it's 100% true, but I've read he grew up as a Giant fan.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be the job you want? If that job happens to be open, you would look into the skies and say, oh, my God, this is meant to be. Yeah. For some reason, my dopey old owner fires me for no reason at all, or whatever reason he has. The Giants happen to have an opening. This is like meant to be. I may be able to coach the team I grew up loving. It's a perfect freaking match.
Yeah, it's the kind of stuff Disney movies are made out of.
Yeah.
Right? Coach comes back home, downtrodden franchise, turns it around, goes back to the old neighborhood. You know, his money's no good for coffee and danishes. And next thing you know, you see him riding off in the sunset with a Super Bowl trophy.
Yes.
La, la, la.
It's perfect.
That'd be better than the Kurt Warner movie.
It would be.
Right away. I got the Brian Flores. I want to buy Brian Flores' life story. I want to turn it into a movie. Now, if you fail here, that's the only thing. But I am confirming, as a fact, the New York Giants did call Brian Flores. So that's a good thing. The other thing, I wish I could confirm I can't. But I slept on it all night last night. And as a Jet fan, I'm concerned about it. It seems as if the New York Giants are getting their ducks in a row. GM, Brian Flores, and then, of course, the next conversation they're going to have is, what are we doing with Daniel Jones?
One of the biggest decisions they have to make, what do you do at quarterback?
And I'm of the belief that the 1A part of that conversation is, do we want to go down the road of Deshaun Watson?
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be stupid not to go down the road, at least, and get a sense of where it's at. And I left here yesterday with you, and it was on my mind, and I dreamt about it all night last night, and I am concerned. Deshaun Watson is gettable. They are going to trade him. I'm sitting here as a diehard Jet fan laying out the pieces for how the New York Giants are going to get Deshaun Watson if they want him. GM, Brian Flores, Deshaun Watson. Yet I sit here as a Jet fan as much as I hope that Zach Wilson becomes the next great quarterback in the NFL. There's no guarantee he will. Why am I going to sit back as a Jet fan and just allow the New York Giants to go get the quarterback that I want? The quarterback that makes my team better. The quarterback that solidifies the position we've had no solidification on for 50 years. I want Deshaun Watson. And I don't want the New York Jets to sit back and just allow the New York Giants to put their pieces together and steal my quarterback.
You know, last night, I thought about this all night.
Yeah.
Every time James Harden clanked a three-point shot, all I thought about was Deshaun Watson. When Spencer Dinwiddie put up that potential game winner, you know what I was thinking about?
I don't.
I was thinking about how cheap Joe Tsai was for not paying him, but then I was thinking, this Deshaun Watson thing, because you did put it in my brain yesterday.
Yeah, you got to go get him.
And I gave it a lot of thought. I slept on it. I had a dream about it. It was a weird dream involving me and Deshaun, but I'd rather not get into that. And I gave it a lot of thought. And I come to you today saying what I said yesterday.
Same crap. You didn't change at all.
I didn't, and I'll tell you why.
You'd rather go down the road with the hope that Zach Wilson becomes a stud.
I'll tell you why.
Ugh.
We as Jet fans invested a year in Zach Wilson.
Yes, we did.
Was the first part of his rookie season good? No, it wasn't.
No.
All right? Because last night while I was dreaming, I was envisioning Zach Wilson bouncing passes right in front of Michael Carter. Okay? So I was envisioning all the bad. But then I thought of the what if. I thought of Josh Allen. Josh Allen is a beast now. Everybody loves Josh Allen. If you compare Josh Allen's rookie season to Zach Wilson's rookie season, what do you think you're going to come up with, Craig?
Go ahead.
Very similar numbers is my point. I can't. And listen, this may be an argument I lose. I'm going to be honest with you, Craig, because Deshaun Watson's a franchise quarterback. I wanted him a year ago. I think the Giants should go after him. I will not argue how good Deshaun Watson is with you. But what I will argue with you about, and I think what some Jet fans may agree with me on, is I cannot for the life of me pull the plug after 1 year on a kid that could very well be our answer.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
I can't do that.
As good as Zach Wilson might be, you lock in the fact that he's going to be better than Deshaun Watson?
I cannot do that now.
Then I make the trade today. And that's how that, I'm going to keep it as simple as that.
But Craig, can you guarantee me today that Zach Wilson won't become our Dan Marino?
No.
Oh, so
I can't.
Then let's ride with Zach?
No, you can't because he hasn't done it yet.
I get that.
So I know what he has done. I know what the other guy has done. So I'm not even debating. Well, he's an unknown. Deshaun Watson's not an unknown. And I will not sit back here silently and watch the New York Giants steal my quarterback. No disrespect to Zach Wilson. Good kid. Okay, fine. Maybe he becomes the quarterback I thought he would become. But I got a guy I know how good he is, and I want him. I want him in the worst way I've ever wanted anything. I want him like I want Bernard King. I want him like back in the day, I wanted Mookie Wilson to come back from the eye injury in spring training to take over his rightful place in center field from Lenny Dykstra. I want him. I want him the way I wanted Brett Favre.
Yo, how'd that work out?
He was 8-3 until he hurt his shoulder. I want him. I'm sitting here saying the New York Giants are going to commit like the, grand theft larceny here. They're just going to la, 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 sign Brian Flores, make a deal for Deshaun Watson, and I'm going to sit back as a Jet fan going, wait a minute. We have more to offer because we have Zach Wilson to offer. The Houston Texans don't want Danny Jones, but you bet your ass they take Zach Wilson. Listen. I'm willing to die on this mountain. And I think most Jet fans, not all, obviously, since you don't agree with me, are going to die on that mountain with me.
I do admit this.
Let's go, men!
I do admit this. There's a very good chance, a better than 50-50 chance, that 3 years from now, I will regret everything I say to you
today. Will you put out a poll?
What's the poll?
Zach Wilson or Deshaun Watson. Okay. Let's just get a sense.
I'll put it out there.
Put it out there.
And honestly, before I put it out there, I'm going to be honest with you. I have no idea what those results would be. Because I do think that there is a pretty good portion of Jet fans who have that emotional feel like I do of, we drafted him, we invested a year in him, there are some things I liked, especially in the second half, I get to keep all my draft picks, I get to continue to build. I think there's a decent amount of us. But then there's a lot of star bleepers like you, who see a star like Deshaun Watson.
Right.
And he is. And say, quick fix, do it, do it, do
not
it.
Not quick fix. He's my quarterback for a decade.
No, I get it. He's 26 years old. A year ago when we had this discussion, I was as pro-trading for Deshaun Watson as anybody.
Prior to getting Zach.
Prior to drafting Zach. But once you draft him and once you invest a year of your time watching him, the starts, the stops, the struggles, the intoxicatingly good things that we briefly saw, I can't get off that toilet this quickly.
I'm off the toilet. I'm holding it in. 877-337-6666. We got lots cracking today. Hopefully you'll have some fun and join us throughout the afternoon. You know the phone numbers. It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. We will address WAG Wednesday as well. I had a little chat with Tom before the show, and I feel like he's been moping around since we had that talk. But we'll get into it with you guys a little later on this afternoon. there's a growing concern about the bookings of WAG Wednesday.
Is it what I said to you off air right after the interview?
That we need to get women who are connected to people we've heard of.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you started it.
I did start it.
Alan Jerry backed it up, and then I had to be the Huckleberry to burst the kid's bubble. And I burst his bubble today.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's been moping around ever since. So we'll get into that later on today as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.